Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
Do you need help coping with the pandemic? Let's go in-depth with Teresa Zilk with COVID Recovery Iowa. Teresa, what's COVID Recovery Iowa?
Well, COVID Recovery Iowa is a crisis counseling program. It's a mental health program that is fully funded by FEMA, but we're managed through the Department of Human Services. We offer one-to-one counseling. Now, all of the counseling that we do is virtual. We also offer that counseling over the phone. So if people are feeling anxious, depressed, stressed, just want to have somebody to talk to, they can reach us at the Iowa Concern Hotline. That's 800-447-1985. That's a 24-hour hotline, actually. Then we have the Iowa Warm Line, which is 844-775-9276. And they can reach that line between the hours of noon and 10 p.m. And for our Spanish speakers, we have a Spanish line, which is 531-800-3687. So we people can access us through there to get to our counseling services, or they can also go to our website, covidrecoveryiowa.org. So I mentioned that we offer the counseling, whether it is virtual or over the phone. We also have quite a few support groups that are available. These are also virtual, and these can be accessed through our social media pages. Most popularly, we have our Facebook page, and we probably have over 20 different groups that people can join. We have groups that are workforce related for those who have lost a job, are looking for a job, are needing support in their careers and their direction for what they want to do next. We have a meditation group. We have a group specifically for veterans. We have a group for caregivers, those who are specifically caring for maybe older adults. In fact, we also offer webinars to various groups to talk about kind of the effects of the pandemic, you know, the stress, the depression, the anxiety, and all of that. So we offer a variety of different things. And we also do resource and referrals. So if you're maybe trying to find a specific organization in your area that maybe helps with food or clothing, we would have that information available for you. And sometimes we actually post a lot of these things, a lot of these resources on our Facebook page. So we like to encourage people to go to the COVID Recovery Iowa Facebook page and check us out there.
Well, you're really busy.
We are busy. Absolutely. I mean, our whole job and our whole focus is to serve Iowans statewide with the services that we offer. So, again, we're not just counseling. We're also information and referral. And we feel really fortunate to be able to do the work that we do for Iowans.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Teresa Zilk with COVID Recovery Iowa. Well, now the first COVID case in Iowa was just over a little over a year ago.
March 8th.
Mm-hmm. What? Tell us about some of the issues that people had at the very beginning. I know that I was pretty anxious and pretty down and just this general low-level depression I think a lot of us had.
you know, it's always that issue of uncertainty, because in the beginning, none of us knew what was going to happen. There was no vaccine. There was, you know, there was just a lot of, I think there was a lot of fear. And then we started to see more people calling in and talking about their anxiety, talking about their stressors, because what was beginning to happen, you know, kids were out of school, so parents were having to deal with childcare issues, having to do school from home. We had nursing homes that were impacted. Even, you know, just a lot of impact that we didn't think about, that I don't think anybody saw coming, you know, people losing their jobs. You know, people have all, you know, we've always had some level of unemployment, but to add the layer of a pandemic on top of that, because none of us, at least I haven't, have ever lived through a pandemic or experienced a pandemic. So this was something new. So that level of uncertainty and that level of anxiety and stress was really, really high. I won't say that that has gone away, but I feel like people are more willing to talk about it. We just like to remind people that even, you know, after a year into this, we're still a year into this, we're still here coping, doing the same things that we've always done. And we just want to remind them that it's okay not to be okay. In fact, we repeat that phrase a lot to people, just to remind them that it's okay. It really is okay not to be okay.
Well, one of the problems was we were having, I mean, there's over 500,000 people that have died because of this. Almost everybody I know has had people that they know die with this, is at least a complicating factor. But we had people that were saying at the beginning that this was nothing and it was just the flu. And we had other people, you know, acting like the whole world was going to end. And so no matter what we did, there was somebody being critical of us.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we didn't have the understanding that we needed. And so, I mean, that it was just stressful for almost everybody. Everybody I know had some level of stress.
No, I absolutely agree. I mean, again, that speaks to the whole reason why we do exist, why we do the work that we do. And it's to help Iowa cope, and to help them get through this.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Teresa Zilk with COVID Recovery Iowa. So let's just say that I feel a lot better now.
Good.
I feel like we're really going to come out of this, and while we'll have lost some people and that there's, you know, still more losses to come, I feel that we're coming to the end of the worst. I think we've been beyond the worst, and I'm hopeful for the future. But let's just say that I called you and I just call this number. I don't even know what to say. I could just tell you that I have this low level depression and stress and anxiety, and I'm a lucky one. I was able to keep my job. So how do you engage with me when I don't even know what to say to you?
You don't really need to know what to say. You just need to know that there's someone on the other end of that phone who is going to listen to you or just sit with you. If all you need is to have someone just sit in silence with you, we can do that. We can absolutely do that. We might simply ask you how you're doing. That's a simple way to start a conversation with someone.
Okay, so act like I'm somebody that called in.
Mm-hmm.
Can you do that for me?
Sure. So, you know, I'd say, you know, Thank you for calling COVID Recovery Iowa. This is Teresa. How can I help you? Or I might just simply say, how are you today?
Well, I'm pretty good. Still worried about COVID. Lost some friends. Have other friends that are acting like this is nothing, and I'm taking it too seriously. And actually, I have friends that I think that I'll never have the same relationship again with them because of some of the things that they've done and said during COVID that have been sort of critical of my perspective on it. So that's sort of still stressful for me.
Yeah, so we probably, you know, what I would talk about, what I would say is that the reaction that you are having is normal. And we'd probably just have a conversation from there. Those are normal reactions. Actually, everything that you've described are all normal reactions.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that I've noticed is recently, well, let me just preface this by saying a friend invited us the other day to hang out in his and her front yard and have a couple of beers. And we hadn't done that in a long, long time. And it was the same group of people that we would see regularly in the past. And I was just joyful just being in their presence.
Uh-huh.
Are you feeling like that as we get back to normal?
I mean, we do get calls about, you know, about things like that. In my own personal life, do I see that? Yeah, I see lots of people that have been vaccinated and are trying to, you know, follow the precautions. I see people trying to gather and be social again. But I also see people that are also staying inside still. Some people still are.
Mm-hmm. How are our kids doing?
One of our biggest groups and one of the biggest places that we do a lot of work around is with kids and families. And so because of the additional stressors that the pandemic has brought with, you know, kids being out of school for a while, some kids are back in school, and you know, parents having to make alternative arrangements, think about things that they've never had to think about before, you know, kids' sports was impacted. So that brought about some added stressors for them. And so we do spend a lot of time and energy in working with kids and teens and doing education around, you know, kind of how you handle your emotions and things like that.
And how are you doing?
I am doing okay through this pandemic. I, like everybody else, you know, had my own sense of uncertainty. And I would say some low levels of anxiety, but, you know, really I'm doing okay. I am doing okay. I'm glad that we have a vaccine that is available that people can take.
Well, and you have added stress, too, that your husband is a firefighter.
My husband is a firefighter, first responder, yep.
Did that add any additional stress to you?
You know, in the beginning, yes, but after a while, no. I just figured that they follow the proper proper precautions, and they do, you know, they do everything that they can to protect themselves and the people that they're working with. So I would say that I was highly stressed out, but there probably certainly was a low level of stress there.
And how about just hearing and working with people all day? That had to add to, you know, at least the emotional load that you were carrying too.
You know, I how would I answer that? Yes and no. And I say that because, you know, our job is to serve Iowans. And certainly there is you do take on a fair amount of stress when you are dealing with people's emotions. You know, you get this kind of secondary effect that happens to you. But, you know, you try to keep everything in perspective, and you offer up kind of the best knowledge and best skills and everything that you possess so that you can help others and still help yourself. And I, you know, I commend our staff of over 100 counselors and therapists that work with COVID Recovery Iowa. They've done a tremendous job in being able to maintain self-care. One of the really unique aspects of our project is that we actually have people who are dedicated to checking up on our counselors, checking up with everybody on staff, and their whole job is self-care. That's all that they do. And they help us get through that and help us work through any stressors that we have.
Tell me about your best day over the past year.
My best day?
Your best day. Your best day.
My best day, huh? Let me see. I would say probably my best day is just hearing from a lot of our counselors and our staff, getting feedback from them on the group and the different activities that we have. We've had some really successful activities that we've done. One of the things that we did was we launched a virtual Santa, and that was a great thing to be a part of. Actually, one of our media specialists, Robin Anderson, came up with that idea, and we launched it, and it was great because what we had was a virtual Santa who could talk to kids, who could talk to adults, and he was a trained counselor. So it wasn't just your normal, what do you want for Christmas? He could really speak to real issues that were impacting them. And that was just a really wonderful experience to be a part of and to be able to witness, and something I thought was really unique to be able to offer to the different communities here in Iowa.
Thanks to Teresa Zilk for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe. An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.